Good morning. It's a wonderful Saturday, and my name is Jacqueline, and I'm the first person to give, I suppose, my account, my journey with working with Kaya Usher. I just would like to share my story. I was born in England. My background is in the arts. I've been a writer and an artist all my life, and I moved to the United States in 2002. And I would describe myself as I've always been very, very curious spiritually, and I guess I should start really at the beginning of my life. I'm one of those people, and I don't know why, but when I was born, when I was a very small child, I actually remembered where I came from. I remembered that this life is not all there is. I remembered a lot, and I kind of knew a lot. And you would say that I was quite a magical child in many respects, but unfortunately, and this does happen all too often, I experienced a series of very traumatic incidents in my childhood that were very, very painful, and the biggest consequence was that I was knocked out of my body, taken out of my body, and from a very early age was never present in myself, and as a result I created a persona that dealt with the world. I was never in the present moment, I was never in the now, I was always either in the past or in a fantasy world, or thinking about the future. I just was never ever present, and as a result I was never comfortable in my own skin. In order to get connection, I eventually, as I got older, I depended on alcohol. And if you met me in a social situation, if you met me on a job interview, if you met me in the street, you would never in a million years think that I was not comfortable in my own skin. In fact, you might find me sometimes annoyingly cocky and overconfident, but that was just my mask. It was my false self. It was a distorted me, and that persona would eventually get out of control, you know, over and over again. And I never really had any I would say real intimacy, any real close friendships, any good relationships. Everything was kept at arm's distance, and alcohol, like I said, was a way of me for me to connect. Oddly enough, or funnily enough, I also was a little bit nature phobic. Whenever I was in nature, I just, you know, I felt very uncomfortable. And now that I understand why that is, I would say most of my life up until about a year ago, 2 years ago perhaps, was really unlived, was really untapped into, really just vacuous and filled with distortions, addictions, programs, loops, all kinds of ridiculous neurosis, ridiculous phobias, fears, and like I said, my only escape would be you know, to go out and let my hair down, so to speak, but there, you know, there would be, always be repercussions for that, and I was never totally comfortable even when I was in that mode. I longed to feel comfortable. I longed to have connection, a connection to other people, and I longed to heal from my trauma, because it just seemed to play like a loop, a dark shadow over my head. Having said that, I had spent at least 25 years desperately searching, I would say, truth-seeking, looking, and just a spiritual tourist. I tried pretty much everything in a quest to know myself. And I would say with age, some of this has naturally happened. I do think you do, as you get older, I think you do ultimately mature and come into your own. And our spirit is always in charge. So I, you know, if you're out there listening, you know, this is something that it will happen for you, and it will happen at your own pace. A turning point for me, I would say probably 2016, the tail end of that, I was introduced through a friend to a man called Mass Sajidi at one of his events. I went to one of his events, met him, experienced what he did, And I'm actually a ghostwriter. I help people write their books. I help them with their website and anything like that they need to do to express themselves. I kind of help with that. I'm really good with words. And he and I connected, and I started to work with his organization. And as a result, I started to work with him. And it was seismic what happened, really. I just got shifted very, very powerfully and profoundly, and had my first experience of frequency work through his organization. Through working with him, I came to know a person called Kaya Usher, and it was a very informal introduction. We just started talking about life, and I immediately liked her. We had a really lovely conversation. Didn't think much of it, and we played email phone tag for a bit, and then Kaya one day kind of shared that she was looking to do her own frequency work and write a book around her own experiences, and could we have a phone call. So we connected through the idea of working together, and as soon as we started talking about her book project, I said, well, you know, it's really interesting. One of the things I like to try and do is put myself in the author's head and really experiencing what they experience. And if it's something like frequency work, I'd like to experience what you do. So I'd say, where are we? I think it was September of 2018. Very casually volunteered myself for a frequency upgrade session with Kaya, and it just knocked my socks off in a ultimately fabulous way. But at the time I was like, whoa, this is really, really, really different. I can personally attest to her returning you to yourself, because bear in mind what I've just been talking about, I had never ever felt myself. I'd never felt who I truly am as a human being living on this planet. I'd never felt in my body, present, at one and at peace. And I think the greatest takeaway from working with Kaya that first session, because it was the upgrade that I experienced, was being introduced to myself. And I was literally in tears at how beautiful my brilliant self was. And I know that sounds a really pompous thing to say, but ultimately it comes from a place of absolute humility. All of us are spectacular, all of us are radiant, all of us are just glorious, glorious beings, and we should just love and honor each other. But it is a process, and you know, we have to start with ourselves. So there I was, introduced to myself, and I spent a couple of days. I was very, very fortunate. I took a couple of days off afterwards, and I was able to sleep a lot. I was drawn to certain foods. I sat in the garden looking at a beautiful flower. I was completely at one with nature. It didn't matter if a ton of bugs had crawled all over me or a bee had landed on my head. I was at one. I was not separate. And I also had a lot of the distortions, a lot of the trauma, a lot of the bad patterns coming out. So that was interesting to actually see them come out and not be hidden, if you will, or I wasn't a victim to them anymore. I could see them. And when you can see something, when you know something, you don't own it. You step away and you're able to release it. And eventually that's what happened through a series of tap-in sessions with Kaya. I was really able to release and let go of so many things that held me back. Where I'm at right now is the most amazing, profound part of my life, probably unparalleled except for when I was the magical child, when I actually came onto this planet fully human, fully evolved, fully remembering. And that person has come back, and everybody's noticed. All my closest relatives have noticed. There's a glow in my persona. There's a gentleness about me. There's a presence about me. There's a focus about me. There's no highs and lows. There's no false bravado, there's no needing to drink. If something's uncomfortable, I remove myself from it. If something's beautiful, I enjoy it. I have much more compassion and love for people, having gone through this experience myself. I have such utter respect for Kai Rusher. I think she's probably one of the purest people I've ever met. She has integrity. She has no ego. And she does what she does because she has access. She's kind of a conduit for the most beautiful, pure, most sacred frequency that pulsates through all of us and through the universe. She is a beautiful conduit for that, and that's simply all she does, and she'll say it herself. There's no grandiosity about what she does. She will just simply help you, guide you back to yourself, and then the rest, as they say, is your unfoldment. Then you are truly free to be, and free to be looks different for everybody. There's no trademark free to be lifestyle. Free to be means just that. You get to colour in, you know, in your colouring book, you get to choose the colours, you get to colour outside of the lines, you get to scribble on the side of the picture if you don't like it. You're in control. You're in the driving seat. You are the brilliant self, and you're fully human, and you're fully grounded. And the peace that she ushers in is unimaginable. It is like it's a pulsating, beautiful, you know, heart of the earth, magnetic peace that just sits there inside of you. And you know, whatever happens outside of you and around you, there's always the calm of who you are inside. And it doesn't mean to say that your life will change overnight and that everything becomes like Pollyanna-ish, you know, beautiful and rainbow and unicorns. That isn't what it means at all. It simply means that you've shifted your focus from your distortions and shifted them back into your brilliant self, and you're able to experience all things, and everything is a teachable moment. You just get a perspective that is unparalleled. I've never known a perspective like the one I have now. And it has absolutely made me a better person, a better partner, a better friend, a better sister, a better, you know, complete stranger, a better writer, a better artist. It has just brought me to a wonderful place. And I have such gratitude, not just for Kaya and people like her, but I mentioned Mass, I've mentioned other people, all the great teachers that have come into my life when I've needed a helping hand. And it's made me realise that, you know, really you play it forward, you pay it forward, and you hold out your hand for the next person. So I would heartily recommend Kaya to anyone, it doesn't matter your situation. Knowing yourself, coming into that state of knowing, being in touch with your brilliant self, I think it is the greatest gift of all. That is our natural state of being, and I'm just excited now for the next journey, the next page.